The Walt Disney Company filed a lawsuit last week against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and other state officials. The suit accuses DeSantis of a, quote, campaign of government retaliation, end quote, against Disney and of violating its First Amendment rights. The dispute between Disney and DeSantis started when previous Disney CEO Bob Chapek publicly criticized Florida's Parental Rights in Education Act, which critics call the Don't Say Gay Bill. Disney's filing now came after the governor appointed a board of supervisors to oversee Disney's theme park district. That board voted to invalidate an agreement the company had with the state over development rights in the district, which prompted the suit. The lawsuit claims that the governor's actions were a retaliation for the political expression of company executives. Governor DeSantis has dismissed the suit as politically motivated, and the board in question is countersuing now. Howard Schwaber is a professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and an affiliate professor at the UW Law School. He's an expert on constitutional law. I talked to him earlier today. Can you talk, first of all, about the First Amendment issues in this case? There's a few different things going on here when it comes to contracts and things like that, but focusing in on Disney's First Amendment arguments, what do you see at stake?
Right, and this is absolutely the core of the case. Everything else is peripheral. The complaint, as drafted by Disney, as complaints usually do, has multiple counts of violations of due process rights and contract rights, but all of them center around the idea that DeSantis, with the aid of the Florida legislature, is retaliating against Disney because Disney criticized what is colloquially known as the Don't Say Gay law in Florida.
What would Disney have to prove to the courts to have them say, yes, we agree, these actions by the state are retaliation for your political speech?
Well, I mean, that's a really interesting question. So the first question, of course, is, Can the government do that? Can the government treat a business differently because of its exercise of its First Amendment rights? And the usual answer is no. That's retaliation would be a violation of First Amendment rights. DeSantis, I'm sure, will argue, A, that this is not retaliation, which goes to your question, but B, that because this is merely a matter of granting government contracts, this doesn't really qualify as retaliation so much as simply a coincidental shift in doing business. So Disney, to get to your question, has to prove that it was specifically in response to their public criticism, Bob Iger's public criticism of the governor's proposed law, which is now law, that these changes were made. Based on my reading of the complaint, they have an awfully strong case. One of the legislators, in fact, the legislator who introduced the measure, said in a meeting before a government affairs committee of the Florida House, this is targeting Disney.
Yeah, the Disney.
And,
oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Well, so it's important to put this, a little bit more context. So for 50 or 60 years, Disney's had this special arrangement in which they've largely been a self-governing entity within the land that they own and had purchased from the state. This enabled them to impose taxes, in many cases, taxes on themselves higher than those in the rest of the state, which they could then turn around and use to develop the property and build what became, of course, Disney World. After the, let's call it an altercation, in which Disney criticized DeSantis, and DeSantis quite publicly declared he was going after Disney, the Florida legislature moved to put in a new governing board. And both that board and members of the legislature started to talk about things like putting up signs on the road leading to Disney World, disparaging Disney World and advertising other resorts, or building competing resorts right next door, or one of the most famous examples that DeSantis brought up, building a prison right next door. And DeSantis's famous or infamous comment was, there are lots of things we can do, meaning lots of things we can do to make Disney's life miserable. Disney alleges that it only brought this lawsuit after those kinds of retaliatory steps were discussed. So it's not just the creation of a new board and stacking that board with DeSantis loyalists, but the specific complaint is that that board has set out on a campaign to undermine Disney's business interests and harm them in retaliation for their political expression. And I have to say, it looks like an extremely strong case.
Yeah, the Disney complaint cites an article by Governor DeSantis in National Review promoting his new book. A couple quotes from that article, quote, when corporations try to use their economic power to advance a woke agenda, they become political and not merely economic actors, end quote. And then, quote, leaders must stand up and fight back when big corporations make the mistake, as Disney did, of using their economic might to advance a political agenda, end quote. There are other quotes from the governor's memoir and elsewhere. Do you see that as more or less an admission of, yes, this is retaliation for their political speech?
It really kind of is. And, you know, ironically, of course, well, first of all, corporations have used their economic clout to promote conservative political agendas since time immemorial. So, you know, DeSantis is being a little hypocritical here. But secondly, and really incredibly relevant, and here is the Citizens United case that I'm sure our listeners remember. Mm-hmm. In Citizens United, the context was campaign contributions. The U.S. Supreme Court adopted an extremely strong statement that corporations have free speech rights, just like private individuals. So DeSantis is going on about corporations using their economic might, doesn't have, and therefore they're no longer merely economic, is from a First Amendment perspective, meaningless, because the Supreme Court has declared in really unmistakable terms that corporations are not merely economic entities, and they have the right to engage in political expression on exactly the same basis as a private individual. Obviously, if the government were to target an individual for criticizing the governor, that would be unconstitutional.
Talking to Howard Schwaber, professor of political science and constitutional law expert at UW-Madison, looking at First Amendment issues surrounding the Disney Corporation's lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and others claiming retaliation, political retaliation over the company's leaders criticizing a bill, a law now in Florida. If Disney wins here, Howard, is there a concern that other companies might try to use this as an opening to look at regulations that affect them that they don't like and try to find, I don't know, a Disney loophole and say, hey, we think we're being politically targeted?
Well, I mean, they might. Of course, the burden of proof would be on them to show that they're being targeted. It's not common that a governor, you know, writes a book and then goes to the Wall Street Journal to say, I'm targeting a corporation because of its political views. It's really a, if DeSantis' goal had been to harm Disney, this would be a terrible strategy. Of course, that's not his goal. His goal is to gain fame as an anti-woke warrior. And on that score, I suspect he doesn't care if he loses at the end of the day. It's a quite a hard case to make most of the time. You really need an extreme and extraordinary situation. This happens to be one of those situations. So, yeah, I'm sure some other corporations somewhere, you know, trying to get out of a state contract with California so it can move to Texas or something, as Tesla did, perhaps, something like that, will try to make an argument of this kind. But as I say, it's ordinarily quite difficult to meet the initial burden of proof.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up the, I think, uniqueness of this case. I mean, I'm not a constitutional law expert, but I can't think of a high-profile First Amendment case like this to compare it to. How weird is this?
It's extraordinarily weird. You know, as I mentioned before, think in Wisconsin of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, or think nationally of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, or think of the way corporations make campaign donations and fund PACs, right? Corporations have been involved in politics since as long as there have been business corporations, going back into the 1800s. And it's never been problematic, partly because they've pretty much always been politically conservative. Of course, lots of corporations have made donations to liberal and democratic candidates as well. But when it comes to lobbying for specific policies, generally the trend has been that corporations try to do what's in the interest of their shareholders. In recent years, there's been an increase in shareholder interest and therefore in corporate interest in being socially responsible or green, as the saying goes. And that has given rise to this interesting situation of the same economic might being used in exactly the same ways, this time in favor of causes that are not favored by pro-business Republicans and conservatives. And I think suddenly, you know, some conservatives are finding themselves caught flat-footed. It had never occurred to them that the freedom of giving money speech rights could be used to advance liberal causes. The woke issue, to use a very crude shorthand that Governor DeSantis is fond of, is a real case in point. National corporations in particular, and Disney is certainly a national business, want to appeal to the LGBTQ plus community. They want to appeal to the community of people who share those values, which include an awful lot of money-spending American consumers, and their own shareholders and directors quite often share those values. So, I mean, DeSantis is taking a position that if one thought he meant this seriously, that he was seriously trying to stop Disney from affecting Florida politics, it would seem absurd. The only explanation I can see is that he's engaging in what he realizes perfectly well is a blatantly unconstitutional act as a matter of political showmanship. But, you know, this Supreme Court has surprised us before. In this case, though, in order to favor DeSantis, they would have to effectively overrule Citizens United. And I just can't imagine that happening.
And flipping things around now, I asked if, you know, what if Disney prevails? Would that set a precedent for other corporations? Now, if Disney doesn't and DeSantis does win out here, do you see that potentially opening the door for more government bodies, government leaders using their positions to punish corporations they view as taking the wrong opinion? A big corporation or a local bar who donated to my opponent if I'm the mayor?
Unquestionably. So something like, I don't have the exact number, I apologize, but something like 30 states have laws that say the state will do no business with anyone who participates in the boycott, what's called the BDS movement, the boycott of Israel or Israeli-occupied territory-based businesses. The early versions of those laws, including one in California, originally said states would not do business with anyone who expressed support for that boycott. Those provisions were stricken after some early rulings by federal courts. But using just that one example, if the Supreme Court were to rule that, yes, DeSantis may engage in effectively retaliatory action against a business that criticizes his policies, then I have no doubt that, again, using only one of myriad examples, all those states that have laws that retaliate against people who participate in the BDS movement would go back to their original versions and retaliate against anyone who expresses support for that movement. I think it would become a not merely widespread, I think the practice would become rife. And by the way, across all areas of the political spectrum, and I would expect some states to go after businesses that support conservative causes and other states to go after businesses that support liberal or radical causes.
Howard, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's Howard Schwaber, professor of political science at UW-Madison, affiliate professor at the UW Law School. He was with us today to talk about Disney's First Amendment lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.